Thank you. Sorry I got in a bit late, but I've managed to catch a bit of the conversation. We have no illusions about our challenges, but we are working on them, and we're determined to make sure that we create an environment that is conducive to trade and investment. Yes, there's conflict, but today there are fewer conflicts in Africa than there used to be before. And interventions in the various areas where we have those tensions are creating quite positive results. So I think that we must look on the brighter side when it comes to that. Infrastructure is a constraint, and actually that's why the engagement with Japan is even more interesting, because Japan has the technology and investment, and we're willing to partner with both the Japanese government and the private sector to ensure that we fix the infrastructure. Indeed, the conversation we had with Prime Minister Abe was very interesting in Cote d'Ivoire, where he met with the ECOWAS leaders. And most of the projects we discussed were projects that would enhance the integration process. Yesterday, we were discussing one of the challenges Africa faces, and that is the low level of trade, even amongst ourselves, 11% trade amongst African countries. And President Jonathan was making a very good point. He said, even the infrastructure that links us together makes it difficult to trade with each other. Roads between two countries probably would end in a dead end, or the roads are so bad that the difficulty of moving goods and services is a challenge. And so we recognize all these challenges, and we're willing to work to resolve them. And I believe that the engagement with Japan is good. We had a very successful TICAD meeting. The follow-up with President, Prime Minister Abe has been a very good one. We held, you know, quite frank and open discussions. And we recognize the challenges we have, the obligations we have as nation states to create the environment that makes it, you know, conducive for trade and investment to take place. But we also must give feedback to our Japanese compatriots that the period from conception of projects to financing and delivery is often too long. You know, by the time we conceive a project, you know, up to the time when you know, authorization is given for the project to go ahead, you know, take quite a long time. We acknowledge that the Japanese private sector must engage. Our former engagement with Japan was mostly on a government-to-government basis. We think now that the Japanese private sector has the technology, Africa has the resources, and I think it could be a win-win partnership. In Ghana, we're beginning to see it already. Marubeni, Mitsui, I mean, just name all the Japanese companies are coming in, you know, either in joint ventureship with us or with other companies, you know, especially currently in the oil and gas industry. We're seeing some Japanese companies wanting to farm in into some of the prospects that we have in the oil and gas industry. And I think that that is an interesting thing. Marubeni has been a long-term investor in Ghana, you know, and continues to hold the Toyota franchise in Ghana. And I think that that also is helpful. And so we'll continue to engage, and I'm sure that it will be to the mutual benefit of the Africa and Japan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President. We can call on another friend.